A burning ship carrying thousands of new cars is being towed to a new location off the Dutch coast today as part of a difficult operation to get the ship to a port. The fire on board the Fremantle Highway broke out last week as the ship was making its way from Germany to Egypt, resulting in the death of one crew member. Seven more were injured when they jumped overboard to escape the flames. The ship is carrying around 4,000 vehicles, including several hundred electric cars. We've been talking to Anna Holligan, correspondent with the BBC in the Netherlands.
The ship was travelling from Germany to Port Said, and in the early hours of Wednesday morning, it caught fire. And so from that point onwards, well, people tried to escape, obviously, after trying to douse the flame. There were 23 crew members on board. One of them died. Some of them had to jump overboard and were fished out of the sea. Others were rescued from the deck by helicopter, taken to nearby hospitals where they were treated for broken bones and breathing difficulties. And then the ship was adrift and the flames were visible. The smoke was billowing. And the fear was, of course, not necessarily the fire, but actually the water, that this huge vessel carrying more than 4,000 vehicles in total would sink, and that the cargo would go into this UNESCO World Heritage Site, this part of the sea. And so what they've been doing since then, almost a week now, is trying to cool the ship from the outside. So they were using boats in the water to try to just cool the ship rather than put the flames out and risk sinking it by flooding the deck. And they managed, I'm just having a quick look at the updates from the Coast Guard here, just in the last couple of hours, they are now towing the vessel. And the latest pictures shared suggest it looks as though the flames have actually gone out. There's still a small amount of smoke, but they've attached two tugboats and they're now trying to tow the ship to a place where those thousands of vehicles can be offloaded safely.
So where is the ship now and what's the plan about where to bring it to?
At the moment, they have it held at a temporary location, which is 16 kilometres north of two Dutch islands, Ameland and Schiermonnikoog. So they're hoping to tow it, the Fremantle Highway, it's called, another 80 miles, 33 kilometres to a temporary site that will allow them to access the machinery, the salvage equipment that will enable them to get the vehicles off the ship and onto to dry land.
We don't know what caused the fire, but the fact that there are so many electric cars with batteries that are very, very flammable on board. And I gather that there are an awful lot more electric cars on board than was originally reported.
478, I think the figure is, whereas initially it was thought there were 25 electric cars on board. There were some reports, as yet, I think still unconfirmed, that the Coast Guard had reported that one of the crew members said the fire started with the electric cars, one of the electric cars on board. But this is all subject to investigation now. And obviously, it's incredibly sensitive because there are these concerns about electric cars, the batteries, and there have been situations in the past. So that will be an important part of the investigation because they have to look at ways in which to transport cars these huge distances and whether it's safe to put electric cars on cargo ships like this in the future.
That's the BBC's Anna Holligan. Back